An advocacy group is making the case that healthy food and a healthy economy are not mutually exclusive. The Illinois Public Health Institute wants economic developers to tap into the local food market to help grow the economy and improve access to fresh food in so-called food deserts. The group hosted an economic development summit at Epiphany Farms Restaurant in Bloomington. GLT's Eric Stock spoke with its CEO, Alyssa Brassler, about connecting health and economics.
Well, I think as we have learned really over the last few decades, there's a real connection in terms, we're a public health group, so there's a real connection between health outcomes, how long people live, what kind of healthy lives they live, and jobs and income and educational attainment and those kinds of things, what we call the social determinants of health. And so when we try to think about how do we improve overall the health of communities, and especially communities that are disparately impacted, that have a lot of poor health outcomes, we have to think about not just sort of what we traditionally think about as health, but we have to think about how do we address those underlying economic root causes and factors. So when for us, we think a lot about healthy food and people eating well. Everybody sort of understands that's connected to health. We also know these other things are connected to health. And so this summit is really about how do we start to make the connections between those two fields, those two sectors, and really promote them together in order to really have an impact overall on people's health.
It seems whenever food is tied with economic development, you think about restaurants. This is a community where people like to eat out. That's not always the healthiest. So how do you look for ways to work around that where people can find healthy ways to eat while still contributing to the economy in that kind of a way?
There are a lot of initiatives that we're going to explore more of around the state to do things like invest in bringing full-service grocery stores to communities that have no grocery stores. And that can be in very dense urban communities that are low income, and that can also be in rural communities where it's 20 or 30 miles to the closest grocery store. So grocery stores is one aspect where you're not buying your food at the convenience store or the local gas station, but you have a full-service grocery store. And then we can think about what do we grow? And there's a lot of really exciting initiatives in urban communities to do what's called urban farming that connect up growing our own food in the urban community and creating jobs at the same time for growers, for farmers right in the middle of a city, for instance. And then when we think about farms and rural communities, we grow a lot of what are called commodity crops, corn and soybeans that no one eats. So how can we start to develop more farms that are creating food that gets eaten in the local community, and that contributes to the regional economy? Like, people are buying food that's grown there, then the money stays in the economy instead of going out to, being exported out. So there's a sort of, this is such an interesting topic for Illinois because we have all those kinds of places and all these kinds of problems.
So it seems as if you're almost turning back the clock in a sense to the way it used to be where everything was more local.
Yes, I think, I don't know about turning back the clock. I like to think we're actually looking forward, but sure. Anyway. But yes, we do think about local food because I think we need to, that's how we build our local economies, is if we're spending our money locally, yes.
GLT's Eric Stock spoke with Alyssa Brassler with the Illinois Public Health Institute at the Healthy Food Access and Economic Development Summit at Epiphany Farms in Bloomington. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.